The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
The role of the chair of the housing agency is unpaid. Conor Skeane was due to retire last week, but nobody else was available to fill the role, so Owen Murphy gave him the job again. Despite the controversy caused by an interview published in the Irish Times last week, where Conor Skeane said the government may have unwittingly encouraged people to exploit the housing allocation system by prioritising homelessness in the allocation of social housing. He said this may have led to some families gaming the system by declaring themselves homeless to jump up the waiting list. Well, our number of guests was, I'm going to start with Councillor Dahi Doolan of Sinn Féin. You have called last night at Dublin City Council for him to be removed from his position as chairman of the housing agency, saying he disqualified himself. In what way?
Yes, absolutely, Matt. I think he has, and anybody with an understanding of the homeless crisis, I'm sure, would agree with me that his comments were this culture of victim blaming, or it's a smokescreen behind those which in authority who have a responsibility to work with us to provide homes to those in the homeless situation. It's to hide behind a smokescreen. What we really need is people to roll up their sleeves, work with us in Dublin City Council. We're the biggest local authority in the state in the midst of a housing crisis, and these comments only don't do any service whatsoever to a strategy to tackle the housing crisis.
Are there only comments?
But he was in a position of authority. This wasn't made at a dinner time chat. It wasn't made over a cup of coffee. It was made in his capacity of chair at the housing agency to a paper of record in an interview given to Olivia Kelly. And it's on public record. He should at least withdraw the comments, he should apologise, and he should step down and let the position be occupied by somebody who's capable of having empathy and understanding of the homeless crisis. And I would take this a step further, Matt, that the issue really here is that the homeless crisis is a reflection of a bigger crisis, the housing crisis, and we need people to be building council homes, affordable homes, and offering greater protection to those in the private rented sector, rather than saying, oh well, the system's been used or abused by those homeless. And his actual quote, it says, may have encouraged people to game the system.
But what if he's right, though?
Opportunity, Matt, to present evidence in the interview, or since then he could have come on air and given evidence. He hasn't. There is no evidence of families gaming the system.
Well, unfortunately, he won't join us. He's unavailable to join us.
And that's his decision. Well, then it leaves up to those of us who are clearly focused on the housing crisis to make the comments. And I'm dealing with families on a daily basis, people, single people with 5 and 6 kids, families trapped in emergency accommodation, unable to get out of emergency accommodation. They're not gaming the system. Those people need our support or understanding or empathy, and most importantly, they need a solution, and that solution is to cut the red tape, provide the funding, less rhetoric, less culture of victim blaming, and let us get on with building homes to those who need it. And that's what I want from the housing agency.
Okay,
that's what I want from Minister Owen Murphy.
Councillor Anne Feeney,
tackling the housing crisis.
Councillor Anne Feeney of Fine Gael is with us as well. This isn't even a case really of put up or shut up. It's put up or withdraw, isn't it? He's got to provide evidence to back up that statement he's made, Conor Skeane, doesn't he?
Firstly, it's an absolute given that the housing issue and homelessness is the priority. It is the issue of our times at the moment. And Minister Murphy, Conor Skeane, local councils and the various housing bodies all know that and are all working collaboratively to address these issues.
Well, so we're told regularly, but we don't see much evidence of it as the new houses have been built.
I don't know how you can say that, Matt, because, I mean, the target for the last 3 years was, for Dublin City Council alone, was over 3,000 in terms of housing solutions, be that
through... Pathetic number.
But what was actually achieved, the outcome is estimated to be over 8,000. Now, the Minister...
What do you mean by housing solutions? I mean, that sounds like a lovely euphemism for what?
Well, we all know, and Dahi Doolan, Councillor Doolan also knows as chairperson of the housing SPC, that this complex issue won't be addressed with one solution. It has to be looked at across a myriad of things that'll work.
Is it going
people.
To be addressed by Conor Skeane saying that people are gaming the system?
No, well, coming back to that, Conor Skeane has done a very competent job. He's done a very good job as chairperson of the housing agency. He gave his views. If it has come to a stage in this country where people like Eileen Gleeson, Conor Skeane and others cannot give a view while at the same time dealing with the significant challenges of housing, I think it's a poor day if we're going to shut down all discussion around it. I mean, that's a really poor day for a democratic country like ours.
Who's shutting down the discussion? We're looking for Conor Skeane to explain. He won't make himself available to explain further.
I mean,
I know we're not the only one looking for him to do an interview either.
No, I mean, Conor Skeane is a public servant in his role. We're public representatives and we have a responsibility not to be naming and being judging jury in relation to individuals in the council chamber like that. I mean, it's just not on. It's an outrageous thing, an outrageous motion by Sinn Féin, possibly to distract from their own internal difficulties in Northern Ireland with some of the shameful stuff that has gone on there in the last few days. But I mean,
now,
it is completely shameless.
That guy has actually got a 3-month suspension from the party, Barry
fully
McAuliffe.
Fully paid. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, the idea of naming him and calling upon the minister to withdraw his appointment is an outrageous thing. Also, I mean, Dublin City Council have significant agenda. They have a huge amount of work to get done. And here we are with no power whatsoever to hire or fire chairpersons of various agencies. And we spend a great deal of our time last night going through this charade by Sinn Féin.
Okay, let me go back to Donald Doolan.
I'd just like to say, I have heard Sinn Féin councillors tell me that, or say in my company, that people are coming off the housing list and becoming homeless in order to get more priority. Now, can you blame them? Maybe,
has
maybe not.
Has Donald Doolan ever said that to you?
No, he hasn't, but I've heard other councillors say it, and I'm saying that, but I'm not going to
name. Okay, Donald Doolan, would it not be very naive to believe that there aren't some people? It might be a small, very small number, but wouldn't it be utterly naive to believe that there aren't some people who do this?
There's a few points made there by Anne.
Well, can you address the point I've put to you? Would you not be naive to believe it wouldn't happen?
That's why I've come on air. This is not a charade. And in fact, Anne has come on air to debate this issue, and she's named Conor Skeane herself, who, in fact, I didn't name him. He gave an interview to the Irish Times. I didn't pull the name out of thin air. He went on the public record as chair of the housing agency, just as I'm on air here to be challenged by anybody who wishes to come on air to challenge me. And in relation to the housing targets, I have been said time and time again, the housing targets are appalling. We need to be building 10,000 units every year to get out of the housing crisis. Much of the targets that Anne has trumpeted there are HAP, private rented sector. 800 of them are voids, which are empty city council units anyway that are in our ownership. We need to be rolling up our sleeves and building on the land, cut the red tape, release the funding and introduce legislation for affordable housing. But on your specific point, Matt, in relation to are people gaming the system, I have no evidence. I can only deal with evidence, not hearsay, not what I might or may not have heard over a cup of coffee with another councillor who remains unnamed. Very clearly, I have no evidence. And if somebody presents me with evidence, I will interrogate it. And the key to all this, Matt, and your listeners must agree with this, we published and circulated a report into the causes of homelessness. That was circulated to councillors in December. Nowhere in that report, and I read it a number of times, and we presented it to the Housing SPC on December the 14th, nowhere in that report did it say anybody was gaming the system, using or abusing the system.
Okay, let me bring in
the
Simon Community.
We need to get this very clear here. The two main causes of homelessness is eviction from the private rented sector, which is over 40%. Another 40% is a breakdown of family relationships. And when people move out of the home, Parkgate Hall, the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive, will go to the family and attend some reconciliation. If that breaks down, well, then they will allow the person to go into emergency accommodation. That's why we have a housing crisis, because we don't have homes to put these people into.
Okay, Niamh Randall of the Simon Community. People want to know, who gets priority as on the housing list?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of, I suppose that's part of the bit, and Dottie can probably give you more detail in terms of that. There's a number of different lists, so no local authority actually has one list. So there's a number of different lists. You've got one list, you've got a transfer list, and then you've got different mechanisms in terms of prioritisation on those lists based on different issues. So, for example, homelessness or disability or a range of other things, and then that's kind of worked out. One of the things we've called for actually is greater transparency in relation to how the lists are managed and how prioritising prioritisation is made in relation to those particular lists. And particularly one of the really concerning things at this point in time is the number of people on the transfer list, because as people will probably know, that if you're on the HAP scheme, you're considered to have your social housing need met, even though you're still subject to the same insecure tenancy as other people in the private rented sector. And therefore, most people can apply for a transfer. So our understanding is that most people who are in receipt of HAP will be on the transfer list. So I'd love to get figures in relation to that, because I think those figures would be quite challenging.
Okay. Now, Niamh, tell us, do you think, was he correct in what he said, Conor Skean, that there may be some people gaming the system, declaring themselves homeless to try and get themselves up the list and get a house quicker?
I think the comments were really, really unhelpful, and in fact I think they were very damaging. There's no evidence whatsoever to support a claim like this, and I really would be very clear on this, that as the chair of the housing agency, there's a responsibility in relation to what kind of comments you would make and what kind of information you share. And therefore, if there was a concern of this nature, then presumably the onus was on the housing agency to maybe look at exploring that, and that's not what happened here. Since the comments were made, the minister has come out to say that he has no evidence in his department to support this. The CEO of the housing agency has come out, John O'Connor, to say that he wants to distance himself from the comments. And Dublin City Council housing section has also said they have no evidence of this whatsoever. So it's really, really unhelpful. But I do think it's damaging, because this kind of narrative of homelessness is not so high, we're not really in a major housing crisis, people maybe are homeless due to their own bad behaviour, and a range of commentary like this is a very, very damaging commentary, and we need to be very clear. The reason we're in this situation like this is because the absence of social and affordable housing. No other reason.
We have to leave it there. Niamh Randall of Simon Community, Councillor Anne Feeney from Fine Gael, and Councillor Dahi Doolan of Sinn Féin. Thank you all very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.